G'day everyone, Ian here, on the 12th of October 2015, in Gosford, working away on this project. I'm a systems sort of guy. That's my nature. I tend to plan and prepare. I learnt a long time ago. Matter of fact, I was 14 when I did my first ever project. I did up the bathroom in the house where I was living with the family. Put wallpaper in the bathroom. Go figure. It was 1970s. Put wallpaper and painted it. Didn't really know what I was doing, but sort of learnt the importance of preparation. And isn't it the way, especially with painting? It's all about preparation. You spend days and weeks preparing all the surfaces, filling all the holes, putting the primer on, getting everything in place, and then you put the top coat on and it all comes to life. It's just amazing. And the painting's the easiest part. Finishing furniture, I find particularly like that. You can spend so long making a piece of timber furniture, and when the first lick of clear lacquer hits the job and the timber just gets that bloom of character, yeah, and you go, ah, yeah, now I know what it's going to look like. And you discover what it's going to be, that richness, all that texture and grain and character comes out of the piece. It's really wonderful. But you've got to do all the preparation. And a long time ago, I was preparing towards building the house that I eventually built. And I spent a long time preparing to build that house. I had to go and do own a builder's course, and I actually did the first year of college for apprentices to learn a few of the skills I needed, a bit of an understanding of house construction. And I spent a very long time, I can't remember, a year or two, drawing up the plans for the house, which gave me an innate understanding of it, knew every component that was going to go into that house. And then on the 1st of September 1989, I started and had a complete meltdown because I could see the enormity, yes, that's the word, of the project that I was undertaking, and I just had a panic attack. I just thought, how can I possibly do this? All I could see was the finished house, and the task ahead was just so much, I shut down. But the lesson I learned from that was to pick up the next stick of timber and start. And I've used that as a bit of a way of getting on with big jobs. What's the next thing that needs to be done? The next bit. In the case of this sandstone job I'm working on today, it's before I can put any of the paint onto the sandstone, I've got to get the templates, the vinyl pre-cut templates down, which I've done, and it's going not onto flat sandstone but onto sandstone that's been machine engraved. There's all these channels in it, and I'll take a photo so you can understand what I'm talking about. But there's all these channels, and the vinyl goes over the top, but where the vinyl goes over the top of the channel, there's a gap, so when I paint, there's going to be water flowing underneath the vinyl, and that's not the look we're after. So I have to cut the vinyl, push it down in the channel, and then I've created a gap where I've cut it. And then I have to get a little piece of masking tape and I have to tape it off. Hundreds of these have to be done. I've already done this a lot on the previous parts of the project, but this is the worst part of it. So the more cutouts in the vinyl crossing over, the more busy parts of the engraved sandstone, the more of these cuts and maskings I have to do. So I'm sitting on my ass. I do have cushions to sit on to help, but I'm hunched over and I'm tearing little bits of tape and I'm knifing the vinyl and I'm pushing it down, and I'm just doing this hunched over, and every hour or so I get up and I stretch and I feel this body of mine. Yes, I might be 55, but I feel like I'm 85. Everything gets stiff and sore and tensed up, and it's not much fun. but I'm a systems guy. I know that this is what I've got to do. I've got to prepare it. There's no use rushing it. There's no use trying to cut corners. There's no way I can cut corners. If I don't do this properly, when I put the paint on, it's going to bleed out on the vinyl and do a shit of a job. So I've just got to do it. And that's what I've been doing today. Just getting the job done. Looking at what I've done today and what I'll have to do. We're coming up towards the end of the day today. I reckon I've got another half a day of pushing this vinyl down. And then I can start putting a bit of paint on it. Yes, this is my lot in life. But hopefully I'll be out of here by the end of the week. Cheers, everyone. Bye for now.